after becoming IAS,
yes,
many people say that corruption is common.
What is corruption is common?
Corruption is common.
Yeah.
It is a good or bad corruption.
Now, when you're saying, okay, have a seat. Is corruption good or bad? Okay. It's a very good question. And I'll find positive in everything, right? Okay. So, the corruption is in the system. Okay. So, what happens is that when you're an IAS officer, there's a set of principles based on which you're being an IAS officer. You're studying in the books. You're studying in the code of ethics. You're studying in the various means of how to be an IAS officer. As I said, there's a truth behind IAS officer. There's an energy of being an IAS officer. If you're shifting from that and being corrupt, now every one of you takes a mode of being a corrupt IAS officer. Don't you think the public is going to come out against you all IAS officers? See, the problem with the corruption is that initial enjoyment you'll have. Now you have a look at it. Any person who's into corruption, go and have a look at the child. They have some disease, they have some issues, they have some mental issues, or they are in the corrupt thing, they are after their gunda, or there will be security and all these issues. That is because they are using corrupt means to stand on their leg. Whenever you are getting into the corrupt process, there are chances with time the truth will come out. Right? And when the truth comes out, be ready to face it. Now, if you're corrupt and everyone is corrupt, the public will come back. What's happened? Think all of you IAS officer decides to be a corrupt IAS officer. Do you think the public is going to sit quiet for a long time? And indirectly, what is going to happen? The IAS value is going to drop. Your all values will drop and someone else is going to go on top of it. The whole IAS system is corrupt. Some other system will come on top of it to control the IAS. And then you might improve, right? At the end of the day, as I said, it's a learning experience for IAS officer. There are some IAS officer who will be all corrupt, corrupt, corrupt. The daughter has a serious heart problem. His corruption will be okay. Right? So it is not bad to be corrupt. He is corrupt because he has some learning experience in his life where a daughter will be struggling for life. That time, with that experience, he said, today onwards, I'm never ever going to corrupt. And that time, she'll begin to heal also. Right? So what you're doing, when you're finding these shortcuts and corrupt ways to make money, negative money is positive when it comes into your bank. But the energy is negative. It has to hit you negatively. And it will go in negative means, which means you made a money through corrupt ways. It's corrupt money, it has a negative energy. God or life, what they're going to do, they will find a disease for you. And you'll spend all that negative money to cure that disease. But if you make positive money, disease won't come to you. You're going to enjoy with that money with your family. Did that make sense? Now, when people tell you as IAS, corruption is part of it, he is a part of corruption somewhere. You get it? So he also wants to corrupt you. So he's telling this, now only IAS people are corrupt, IAS all people corrupt, IAS all. So you also, when corruption comes to you, oh, everyone is doing, I will also do. So whoever tells you that all IAS people are corrupt, they are also corrupt in some way or the other. Now, based on the current IAS officers, there are some corrupt, some are good. Don't you think who are not good, indirectly you are suffering? Now, if you also continue the same thing of being a corrupt IAS officer, don't you think other students who are sitting here in future after 10 years will also feel forget IAS? So IAS has a value. Be a good example for them. Did I answer your question? Clear?
Many people say that many forces can change you into corruption.
Many forces will change you to corruption. But my question is, if each one of you become an IAS officer and you get each of you gets appointed as an IAS role or a governmental role and each believe no corruption, don't you think corruption will fall down? But then each one of you think that, oh, it's a part of it, it's a part of it, it's part of it, the corruption continues. So with God's grace, this session happened. I told you, go with the truth. Stop corruption. If each one of you get that one message, don't you think India's Hyderabad gets better? Think from that point of view. Don't see that everyone is, it's like, you know what, as you said, you're sitting down, everyone is enjoying, I also want to enjoy. But you can enjoy. But are you become a true, at the end when you die, are you feeling good about it or bad about it? That really matters. Like when you die, yes, when I'm dying, I have done this. Like when I'm dying, I'm satisfied. Now, I tell my wife, if I die now also, I'm happy. I've given this session to you people and made you understand IES. In future, one or two people makes a difference to India, my job is done. I'm dying happily. On the other hand, if I'm corrupt, I'm, you know, making, okay, come here, tomorrow I have my sales product, start buying stuff, making you buy stuff, selling you different services, indirectly misusing you. When I'm dying, I'll think, oh, I could have just helped them for free. And you have a corrupt death. And when you have a corrupt death, that's a very dangerous death. Did I answer your question now? Okay, go ahead. Don't look at the shortcuts. Stand by the truth. Because you guys are the people, if you stand by the truth, India will be an example of truth. Or is what, nowadays what India has a name internationally? It's a corrupt country. It's only when you people come and be an IAS or IPS officer and stand by the truth, India will be known for the truth. But then if you also think it's a standard thing to be corrupt, it's okay, chalta hai, let's be a part of the system, then why are you being IAS officer? For the money part? Now if you're after the money part, what is the point again? People say IAS officer is all about service to the world. Right? But then where is corruption here now? Initially you all go with that IAS thing, but once you reach that post, when you have the power, let's misuse it. For that you have the consequences, right? But the consequences are also good. With time you will learn, or you'll have something wrong with your daughter, or you'll have a wrong girl in your life, and then they will change you with time. Or you get this thing called guilt. Most of the fathers and mothers, when they are going to die, they have this guilt thing coming. Oh, if I would have done that, this wouldn't happen. If I had done that, this, and they die a sad death. Get the answer now?